Today we have a special episode of the IoT Show where Eugen is coming back. Last time it was about introducing the IoT plug-and-play bridge. Today it's about showing how it works as an IoT Edge module. If you don't understand anything what I just said, you have to watch the episode. If you understand what that means, I don't even have to tell you what to do. That's today on the IoT Show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today, Eugen is back on the IoT Show to tell us more about the IoT plug-and-play bridge. Eugen, thanks for coming to the show today. How are you?
Hey, Olivier. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Tell me, Eugen, so for those who have not seen the first episode, first shame on them, right? They have to go and watch it. But can you give us a short introduction of yourself again?
Yeah, I'm Eugen. I'm a program manager on the Azure Edge and Platform team on the Sensors and Connectivity team working on the IoT Plug and Play Bridge.
Nice. So in that first episode with you, you came and introduced the IoT Plug and Play Bridge. So we'll send people to watch that video, but you know, short, can you tell us what is the IoT Plug and Play Bridge?
Yeah, so the IoT Plug and Play Bridge is a really low-code way to integrate existing legacy brownfield devices into the IoT Plug and Play ecosystem and service them as IoT Plug and Play devices.
And so, like, to sum it up, you know, for people who are not familiar with Plug and Play as well, this is Plug and Play is that solution that allows to have devices declare their capabilities to the cloud, to IoT Hub and IoT Central and other services like digital twins. And so the bridge allows to very easily transform existing infrastructure, you were saying, such as what, Modbus, Serial,
and others? You could take Modbus or Serial devices, and if they're already attached to an ITH gateway, then you'd be able to connect the bridge and then service those as IoT plug and play devices. And those would be able to work with anything like Azure IoT Central or IoT Hub.
Nice. And so last time I remember, I think I teased you at the end asking you, how about having an IoT Edge module, you know, format for the IoT plug and play bridge. And you told me that your team was working on that. And so today you're here to tell us more about this IoT Edge module version of the IoT plug and play bridge, right?
Yeah, exactly. So recently we've added support for the IoT Edge runtime. So now you'll be able to run your bridge, not only as a native application, but also as an IoT Edge module.
So why would someone want to do that?
Sure. So we have a pre-recorded demo, and I'll walk you through how we actually connect a legacy Modbus device attached to an IoT Edge gateway as an IoT plug-and-play device to IoT Hub.
Okay. So let's look at the demo and see how you're taking advantage of IoT Edge here.
Yeah. So in this demo, what we'll do is we actually have a DL303 environmental sensor. It's a Modbus device. Nothing's been done to it. It's just a legacy device. And then we connect over Modbus TCP to the IoT plug and play bridge. And the plug and play bridge does the work to actually translate the Modbus addresses into IoT plug and play compliant messages. And those get transferred over the IoT Edge runtime to an IoT Hub. And in the IoT Hub, we'll be able to see the device show up as a plug and play component of the bridge module. And it's super powerful because if you think about it, you'll be able to configure the bridge from the cloud to add any existing devices as plug and play devices. And it really meshes together the IoT Edge and IoT plug and play ecosystems.
On the native version with no IoT Edge runtime support and module, when you wanted to add a new device, did you have to do some manual operation, recompile the code or something like that?
Yeah. So in the native version of the bridge, there was actually a configuration JSON that you'd have to go and manually update on the device itself. But with the IoT Edge runtime support, you'll actually be able to configure that from the cloud.
Okay, love it.
Awesome. So I'll walk you through the rest of the demo. First, we'll go into the setup, and then we'll go into the actual demo itself. So in terms of setting up the IoT plug and play bridge, it's pretty similar to a lot of the other. I'll pause for a second. So in terms of setting up the IoT plug and play bridge, it's very similar to any other IoT Edge custom module. So you clone our repo, build it as a module, and upload it to a container registry. And here we can see the bridge shown in our own Azure Container Registry. And then we actually update the deployment manifest of our IoT Edge device to connect to this container registry so that they can consume the bridge image and deploy it. And within the deployment manifest itself, we also have the option to actually configure the bridge. And this is super powerful because if we have to add any new devices, we actually just configure it within the IT Edge deployment manifest itself. So here we're going through the Modbus parameters and mapping them to IT Edge or IT plug and play interfaces. And so we have various things like TCP hosts and port addresses and things like that that are mapped to the specific CO2 detector that we have. And then we actually just identify it as the IoT plug and play device with DL670. And then we go through all the different properties, telemetry, and commands that can be mapped through the Modbus addresses. So then we go ahead and we'll build this IoT Edge solution and deploy it. And now we can see the IoT Edge module, the plug and play bridge running as an IoT Edge module with the module identity. So here we have a real life version of the demo running. And so we actually have in our dev lead's office a Modbus device running. And then so it's sensing environmental data, just as like 21.7 degrees Celsius within the ambient temperature, CO2 levels, and humidity. And so what the bridge does is it's actually connected via the IoT Edge runtime to an IoT Edge gateway that's connected to this Modbus device. And then the bridge will do the work to actually read the Modbus addresses on this device to read this temperature reading, and then translate that to an IoT Hub compliant message. So you actually see here that it's 21.7 degrees Celsius is read into the IoT Hub as a temperature, all in plug and play compliant messages. And then on the side, you will actually see within the developer console that the bridge is running as module 19.
Nice. So Eugen, so that's a project that is open source, right? Everything is available on GitHub?
Exactly. So everything's open source and you'll be able to get everything off the GitHub.
Yeah. And so we have actually a link that we're going to bring up here that is aka.ms/IoTshow/IoTPnpBridgeEdge. Let's make sure it shows up. Yes, there you go. And this link actually will send, I think, to the documentation. I was saying that you were actually building the module and then showing how to make it in a demo available in a container registry. Is that something that will be available in the Azure Marketplace at some point?
Yeah, so we do have plans to actually upload the bridge as an Azure Marketplace module sometime in the future.
Nice. Eugen, fantastic demo, great feature. I think it makes transforming your existing, brownfield infrastructure of devices into IoT plug and play ones. I really love the bridge. I'm going to play more with that. And Eugen, hope you're going to come again on the show a third time with even more for the bridge.
Awesome. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye.